"It is all over with humanity," I said. "If they can do that, they will simply go round the world." He nodded. "They will, but it will relieve things over here a bit. And besides," he looked at me, "aren't you satisfied? It is up with humanity." "I am. We're down. We're beat."
I stared. Strange as it may seem, I had not arrived at this fact, a fact perfectly obvious, so soon as he spoke. I had still held a vague hope. Rather, I'd kept a lifelong habit of mind. He repeated his words.
"We're beat."
They carried absolute conviction.
"It's all over," he said. "They've lost one, just one. And they've made their footing good and crippled the greatest power in the world. They've walked over us. The death of that one at Weybridge was an accident. And these are only pioneers. They kept on coming. These green stars. I've seen none these 5 or 6 days, but I've no doubt they're falling somewhere every night. Nothing's to be done. We're under. We're beat."
I made him no answer. I sat staring before me, trying in vain to devise some countervailing thought.
"This isn't a war," said the artilleryman. "It never was a war, any more than there's war between men and ants."
Suddenly I recalled the night in the observatory. After the 10th shot, they fired no more, at least until the first cylinder came.
"How do you know?" said the artilleryman.
I explained. He thought.
"Something wrong with the gun," he said. "But what if there is? They'll get it right again. And even if there's a delay, how can it alter the end? It's just men and ants. There's the ants builds their cities, live their lives, have wars, revolutions, until the men want them out of the way, and then they go out of the way. That's what we are now, just ants. Only..."
"Yes," I said.
"We're eatable ants."
We sat looking at each other. "And what will they do with us?" I said.